Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth from lifeonfire.com, and this episode is about the power of storytelling. So storytelling is not only just fun to do around a campfire, but storytelling is actually incredibly powerful for your business. Because when you can express your story and bring in your emotions and your message to the forefront of your business, it will create amazing connection with your audience, with your prospects, and that will actually help create conversions in your business and make sales. So stay tuned.
Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I'm a kick-ass business coach, and I'm on an absolute mission to help you find your purpose in life, to help you love what you do for work every single day, to help you be the rock star that you are meant to be, to make more money than you ever thought was possible, and to have more time freedom so you can actually enjoy the life that you're living. I'm here to help you set your life on fire.
All right, and we are back. So before we dive in, I just want to say a big thank you for everyone that's been supporting Life on Fire TV and for everyone that has written a review, and just a huge, huge thank you for that. And if you haven't written a review yet, you could go to lifeonfirereviews.com and just share what you love about Life on Fire TV. And we would, of course, love 5-star reviews and just letting us know, you know, the things that you like the most about the show. And that helps us stay up on those iTunes charts, and it's a big help. So here for today, we're talking about the power of storytelling. And so no better way to explain or to teach this than to actually tell a story, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually share my story, and then I'm going to make different pauses and come back to you so that I can relate back why I'm doing what I'm doing in my story and how that creates connection. And so before I dive into using storytelling to teach this, I want you to know what's possible. So by weaving in storytelling into our business, I've seen all kinds of changes happen. I've had people that literally have signed up for our top tier of coaching. That's $36,000. And I've had people that have said things like, you know, I really could relate with you when I heard your story on the webinar. I could really relate when you were in that tough spot and you were $50,000 in debt and how you came out of that. And that builds connection, and that connection builds relationship, and that relationship leads to sales and prospects turning into customers. So everything comes back to the story, because I think at this point, you know, we're so inundated with marketing messages that the use of storytelling breaks down a lot of those barriers, and you can build rapport along the way, along the journey of the story. The other thing is that, you know, with storytelling, you know, it's called the hero's journey, right? So when you're thinking about your story in business, you want to look back at your past, and you want to look and say, all right, well, what have you done in the past? You know, what are some good things that have happened? What are some bad things that have happened? And how can you create that hero's journey, where the hero's journey, which is there's a point in their life where they're down and out, and then it's the slow rise to stardom, the slow rise to success. You know, for Brendon Burchard, he had a car accident that was his aha moment that changed his life. And that same story, that same message is in everything that he does. You know, he's got a multiple seven-figure business as a result. In my case, I've had so many business failures in the past that I can actually tell my story in like 3 or 4 different variations based on the outcome that I'm looking for. So I can share my story in highlight and spend more time talking about a certain business that failed that led to me becoming a Facebook marketing expert. And that's really good if we're, you know, selling Facebook advertising consulting, right? I can share another, you know, variation of the story where I'm just selecting a different clip, basically, where I'm sharing something that happened at an earlier point in my life that then led up to why I now am a business coach. So you can take your story and massage it so that you have that hero's journey. And it's the hero's journey that is what creates that connection. And when your pitfalls and the things that have happened to you have happened to your target market as well, there's a connection that's created there. So when I say things like, you know, after I had a business that failed and I invested over $20,000 to buy information products and to buy courses, and I was every guru's best friend, and I took a year to be overwhelmed, not know what to do except buying all these courses. And you know what? There's a lot of people that are on my webinars that sit there and say, dude, I can relate to that. I've just bought a course. I've just bought, you know, a program, and I haven't done anything with it, just like you, Nick. And was true. That's my life. Your story has to be authentic. You cannot make any part of your story up. It's got to be legit. It's got to be you. And the more that you share it with your heart, the more authentic it comes out, and the more connection you create with people. So what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to flip back and just share, you know, how I tell my story as an entrepreneur, and you can see how it's the hero's journey. And the point of this is that what I want you to do is I want you to think about your life, about your business, and I want, after you're done watching this episode, I want you to think about your story and frame it out. You know, this is something that I've gone to an event to take my story and work on it for a weekend. I mean, I spent time thinking about these things and what story should I highlight? What should I talk about? Where does it start? Where does it end? You know, so, and I have a couple variations of it. So it is a really good exercise, very important to do this for yourself, and then you can tie this into your business. So in my case, you know, I go way back. You know, in my case, you know, when I was a little kid, just like all of us as little kids, we had what? Big dreams, right? We had big dreams where we all grew up and anything was possible. That's the beauty of, if you look at children, if you have nieces, nephews, or little kids, and you look at them and you look in their eyes and they've got that sparkle, you know, and anything is possible for kids. What do you want to do when you grow up? And they're not saying like, oh, I want to be a janitor, you know, or I want to be a, you know, someone's assistant. I mean, they've got big dreams and aspirations because they don't know better, right? And they don't know what's not possible. So anything is possible for kids. And for me, growing up that way, I just never let that go. You know, when I got into college and everyone starts to beat down your dreams and people start to tell you what you can't do and where your limitations are, I just stuck to the fact that I wanted to have an amazing life. I wanted to, you know, inspire people. And I always thought that my life had purpose or my life had meaning. And so I was always in pursuit of that, you know, got into college, had an awful car accident that happened. I mean, it was literally a miracle that I lived and my best friend Adam Urach lived. I mean, I was drinking and driving, which is awful. And the people that we got in the car accident with hit my car doing 45 miles an hour and they did not even skid. I mean, it was just boom, smashed into us. We ended up against the house. They had neck and back injuries, which is awful. I have to live with that. My best friend looked like he was dead. He ended up like on me. I mean, you're talking blood everywhere, windows. They had to take the roof off. They had to take the doors off just to get us out. We're both in the hospital. And the insurance adjusters literally deemed that it was a miracle that we lived because I must have slid on ice. We don't even know how it happened. And boom, we got T-boned with them doing 45. And it was at that moment when I woke up and I looked at my best friend who looked dead. And they were, you know, putting the neck brace on and they're pulling, you know, the roof back and the doors off. It was at that point where I knew he wasn't dead and I knew that I was lucky to be alive. I had that crazy moment where my whole body was like tingling and warm. And it was like, I, you know, believe in God. And that was like a moment where it was literally my life had been saved. My buddy Adam's life had been saved. And from that day moving forward, I knew that I got a second chance in life. And I knew that I was here for a purpose. Now, I didn't know what the purpose was at the time, but I do know that after that happened, I ended up, you know, getting rid of, you know, working for a rental car company, and I ended up starting to find and go towards what my passion was. And I jumped into network marketing, had a great career there. That was a tough business. If anyone's done network marketing, it's not easy, but I had some major struggles, became successful in that. That business crashed and went away. I jumped into real estate. You know, have you ever heard the saying, it's all about timing? You know, I get into real estate at the wrong time, literally move across the country to San Diego to work on a project and the housing market totally collapses after I got out here. As if literally it was like, wherever I went, whatever industry I touched would implode. You know, from telecom in college with network marketing to real estate, everything I touched totally just fell apart. And so, but I never lost sight of the dream and I always wanted to have that lifestyle that I dreamed of and I wanted to do anything in my power to get there. And so I kept pushing forward. And every time there's a big failure, I would look at it and say, what's the positive or what's the blessing in disguise? How can I take that and leverage that into the next business? And I pushed ahead and pushed ahead and pushed ahead. Business after business kept failing and failing and failing. And then finally had a situation where I had a business that actually worked. And I finally had something that looked promising. It was called the New Perks Card. And it was a little concept where it was a card this big that had discounts to about 45 local restaurants and businesses in West Hartford, Connecticut. And when someone bought the card for $20, half the money went to charity. And so what was cool is as I got that rolling, I started to have some success with it. You know, I got on like the statewide TV show in Connecticut. I was in all the papers, and people that kind of stopped believing me as an entrepreneur. If you've ever had that experience where some of your close friends or some people in your life, maybe even family members, they start to lose their belief in you because you keep failing at things. And, you know, I didn't allow them to take my dream away. I just kept pushing forward and pushing forward. And some of these people in my life came back to me and they were like, man, it looks like you're doing it. Like you're actually doing it. It looks like you're going to be successful with this business. It's taken off. Like you're finally hitting it. And it was great. Look that way to me too. Until I hired an advertising company, and the advertising company decided that they want to do TV commercials, and that would be the best thing for us. And that would be the best way to grow this business. And at the end of the day, if you've ever put your faith in someone else to do your marketing, it's never a good thing. And so I ended up, you know, going against my gut and ended up just trusting them as experts. And, you know, I plowed everything I had into them, and the TV commercials didn't work. But the lesson that I learned is that after I poured tens of thousands of dollars into that, which was me on putting stuff on credit cards, that was me putting everything I had, savings, you name it, the business, you know, we ran those commercials and it didn't work. You know, over $30,000 worth of commercials sold 14 cards. You know, 14$20 cards where half the money went to charity. But what did happen is that we got so much traffic to the website that it ranked on the first page of Google, which was interesting. And so instead of taking that failure and sulking about it, I looked at it and said, well, wow, that's pretty cool. Like, look how much we have thousands of people a day coming to the website because we're on the first page of Google. Now, what's interesting is that when that happened, I then got served with a lawsuit for trademark infringement because we outranked people in that category and because our name was similar to theirs. So long story short, that whole business, I had to take it down for fear of just, you know, the lawsuit and things. And so long story short, I looked at it again and said, well, what's the blessing in that business? What's the positive that I can pull out of it? And the positive was I lost everything. I was on the verge of bankruptcy, but I knew that traditional marketing was broken. I just experienced it. I got referred to this company by all the business owners in town, and I made it my mission to take that failure and to turn it into something amazing. So it became my mission to take Facebook advertising and for that to be something that I learned as a skill to then help other people. So what did I do? I invested in myself. I bought courses. I was every guru's best friend. I was buying courses, going to masterminds, traveling all over. And I was doing that so I could learn a skill, you know, and if you can take, you know, and your time and your expertise, and you can drill down and be good or excellent at something. For me, I was like, you know what? I want it to be my mission to be excellent at Facebook advertising. I want to help businesses actually make a positive return on their investment. So as I did that, I started to learn that skill, and that's exactly what carried me out of that mess that I was in. That skill, I then could go to other businesses and help them make money, and that's where my worth became as an entrepreneur. Fast forward 2 years later, sold that business, ended up out here in San Diego again. And the crazy thing is that once I got back out here to San Diego, after selling a business, it was wild that I just achieved my dream in life and in business to sell a business. That was what I tattooed that goal in my chest. That's what I've been dreaming about since I was a kid. But what's crazy is that after doing that, it was so anticlimactic. You know, I had achieved what I wanted to achieve, but at the end of the day, it didn't make me happy. The money didn't make me happy because I kind of lost my alignment. I wasn't really serving my purpose. And I think back to the car accident, I wasn't living out my God-given purpose or mission. And so it was at that very point where I hired a business coach and I decided that I was going to reinvent myself. And for anyone that's ever been at this spot where you know that you're not doing the thing that, you know, for work that you were put here to do, and you know it, but you're scared to step into the unknown, that's exactly where I was. And there's so many entrepreneurs that I work with that when I ask the question and say, what would you do if money was no issue? If you won the lottery and you had $190 million in your bank account, where would you spend your time? You know, I had a great call with this guy, AJ, the other day, and he said, oh man, it'd be my dream life if I could be reading books and creating content in the personal development industry. And I said, so why are you doing personal training as a, you know, in the health and fitness industry? Well, that's because that's how I make my money. That's what I know. And it was like, imagine if you actually just did what you would love to do. And that's what became my mission with Life on Fire. Once I left that business and once I got the courage to step into it, I hired a business coach and then created the perfect business for me. And that was Life on Fire. And when you have clarity on what it is that you want to do, and if you can just create the business that would be fun for you to work in every day and the business that you would love to do every day, then money will follow. And so Life on Fire at that point, it's nothing more than a story about a guy, now a company, that is just on a mission to do what we love every single day. And so everything about this business with Life on Fire is literally a story. It's a story how we started. It's a story every single month as we go by. And by being in alignment with our mission, with our purpose, things are happening. Things are coming together easily month after month in the business, where I'm not going to say there's not challenges. There's tons of challenges, but because it's exactly aligned with who we are and what we want to do, we're able to overcome these challenges consistently. And so what I want to encourage you to do is to take your story and to work on it, to have this episode be that message where I want you to take your story and literally map it out. You know, do an outline of where you were, where you are, even where you want to go, and weave your story into a webinar presentation. Weave your story into a sales video. Weave your story into your marketing collateral, and make sure that as you tell your story, you want to make sure that you stop and pause and relate it back to the audience. So for example, me saying that I was $50,000 in debt, the correct way to express that is to say that and then reflect it back to you and say, have you ever been in a position where you've been stuck or you've been overwhelmed? Cool. And then I continue with the story. So when you're sharing your story, you want to always try to relate it back to the audience as you go. So that is the power of storytelling. And I just hope that you trust me on this, where you refine your story, weave it into your business, and you're going to see awesome things happen. So until next time, you guys have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you next week. Cheers.
I'm here to help you set your life on fire.